Tell you what, dipshit. You don't like my policies, you can just come on down here and smooch my big old white butt.
Cat!
Pucker up, Buttercup.
What?
Ferris Bueller's online, too.
Looking good!
If you had to only watch one sport for the rest of your life, would you pick football?
Yeah, because I can, like any game that's on, I could basically watch. You know, like even if it's like, if for some reason the Monday night game was like two shitty teams, like the, I don't know, the Browns versus the fucking Jaguars.
Jaguar.
I would probably...
Do you watch college football too?
Yeah, but I mean, I like college football. But it's not not my main thing.
Who's your favorite team?
In college football?
Yeah.
I guess I don't have one. I guess like since I started hanging out with Scotty and them, it would be Iowa. You know, like I guess I follow them enough because I never really had a college team.
Yeah.
But
we did, but not really.
Yeah. My college team got canceled the year I started there because it was like on a high school football field. The DPU high school football field was nice in the Canisius College. It stunk. Like they hadn't won a game in like 7 years, so they just abandoned the whole program.
Yeah.
But I guess UB sometimes I'll watch. Not, you know, they're never really televised.
Yeah,
but I'll check to see how they're doing because actually, like since you left, they've actually been okay. They finally started to get some scholarship money because the remember I don't know if I ever told you this, but they're the only state school in New York that has a football team. Okay, so
then they moved them into like a higher tier where they didn't belong or something. Didn't they move them?
They moved them to Division One.
Yeah,
which is where. Okay, so when they moved to Division One, the State University of New York came to them and said, "If you call yourself State University of New York at Buffalo, we'll give you set amount of money for scholarships to get better players, and we'll improve your facilities." And they said, "No, we just want to be UB." So that went on for like 8 years. And then this year, they finally unveiled it on their uniform says State University of New York at Buffalo.
Oh, really?
So they finally, like, they changed it just so that they can get that extra money. Because who, I mean, look, it, even if you're, like, an okay player from, like, somewhere where we're from, I mean, okay, you can play for UB or you can play for, like, Penn State. You know, like, you're going to go to, like, Penn State, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to go to, like, a bigger name place where, like, people go to the NFL and stuff. But that's, you know, the... UB Bulls this year, they had a guy in the draft, number 5 picked. So, you know, the program's improving, you know.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, just not to fucking dwell on sports, but like a baseball game.
Fuck
like,
you.
Like the World Series, I'll watch.
I don't even know who's in it. I know the Royals, right?
Hmm?
I don't know who, I swear to God, I don't know who the fucking other team is. Oh, wasn't it San Francisco?
Yeah.
Okay. So, it took me a minute. How many games are left until that fucking thing is over?
Well, they just tied it up, so it's 1-1. So they got it could go another 5 at the most.
Oh.
But so that you know, but any other baseball game, like I'm not really watching a team I don't follow. Hockey, I'm only watching the Sabres, maybe the Kings once in a while. Now that's another thing though too, because basketball, I can almost watch any team. I can almost watch any team in basketball, especially college basketball when the tournament starts, the Final Four tournament. That's like my favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
Remember, I'm always sitting there with the sheets and I'm with the highlighters and shit.
Yeah, it's great.
It's
Florentine's favorite.
I know. Him and fantasy football.
The older I get, the less I get it. I just
what if
don't
you
don't understand.
Even though it'd be torture, motherfucker.
Slump to the Shaolin.
It was the Met the Man. What sport would you prefer to watch?
If I had to watch anything, I'd watch tennis.
Okay,
because I like playing it. I don't particularly enjoy watching it, but if I absolutely had to watch something, that's what I would pick.
Do you think that you watch it like to get technique or like?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I watch golf sometimes.
Yeah.
It's to like see like.
I can like appreciate it. I'm not hard. I like tennis, but I'm not like fucking. I don't like dream about it.
Yeah.
You're not my dream girl. I'm not like that.
I played golf fucking 5 times in 7 days.
Jesus Christ.
Well, it just gives me something like keep my mind off stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
And so like my new routine.
How the fuck can you play golf that much and work?
I just get up early. Mike gets me like 8:30 in the morning. We golf. I come back, shower, and he takes me to work.
That's fucking cute, man.
Yeah. Let's get him something to do, too. Cause
yeah, yeah, you and him ever get a hole-in-one?
I get actually.
Fuck him in the ass! Sorry.
He actually has. He's got two hole-in-ones.
Did he?
Yeah.
Didn't Barbara Lee get some crazy one? Was it her?
No.
Someone did recently, wasn't it? Someone with a vagina, I thought.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
I thought you were the one that fucking told me.
No, I don't know.
Or Chelsea or somebody. I don't know. Whatever. Or
maybe Chelsea did get a hole-in-one.
Somebody did. They used to be like, dude, you should have seen a fucking hole-in-one, blah, blah, blah. It was like recently.
Well, no, that was a couple months ago. But yeah, Chelsea did get a hole in one, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
I remember that shit.
Fuck yeah,
good job, Chelsea. You little fucking golfer, you. Whoa! Anyways.
Yeah.
I was going batshit in that fucking gym. Holy shit. I was fucking on one, dog. I ripped the things in my shoulders from doing arms. I've never fucking done that before.
Well.
Yeah. I was fucking screaming and shit.
Nice, man.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm getting ready to fucking leave work. And, like, I think everything is haunted. I'm always fucking scared of stuff. Everywhere I've ever lived, everything. But,
Wait. You mean, like here you think is haunted?
Probably. No, I never really got nothing in here, really.
At the park views?
Yep, I thought that. No, not when I was with yours, but the one that I was in, I was convinced. The one, just everything. I'm a fucking wacko. But,
That's wild.
There's a... I always got like a mildly creepy vibe in the upstairs at my work. And
I'll be honest with you, so do I.
Yeah. And I know one time I like totally forgot about this somehow. A couple months ago, the fucking alarm went off. The motion detectors went off in the middle of the night upstairs and the cops came and everything. And the fucking dude, I woke up like 3 texts in the morning. They're like, you didn't go to in the middle of the night and stop by work, did you? And I was like, no. And they're like, yeah, the motion detector went off and the fucking alarms went off. So... I'm getting fucking... I mean, it's like 7 o'clock.
Like, could it be like a rat or a squirrel or something?
I don't think so. Apparently, we have gigantic cockroaches, but I've only seen one or two dead ones. But fucking Pimpleface saw this fucking giant one. She said it was the biggest one she ever saw. It was like, great.
Don't they spray the place or what?
They haven't yet. I haven't seen any except for like 2 dead ones. I've never seen one alive, so I don't know. I don't know what the fuck's going on, but... I was getting ready to leave, and like because we got high ceilings in there. It's super echoey. And we got offices, a couple offices upstairs. And it's like dead silent in there. And I hear a fucking cough and like a mumble. Like someone like went, and it was like, made a noise. And I was like, what the fuck was that? Everyone was gone. The people next door
were
totally gone. Yeah, this is right before I left. I mean, it was fucking clear as day. I mean, it was like, it wasn't like a quick. It was like, like a good fucking cough. And I was like, holy shit. I'm like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. I heard it. There's no mistaking it. And then it sounded like a little bit of like talking after. Like someone was talking to themselves. And I was like, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. So, yeah, that's great. That's now I have that fucking going on. I don't know if I can work on it. And then the other day I was because like to turn the lights on, it was getting dark. And when I was turning the lights on and off, I have to walk all the way across. Like my desk is in the middle of like a giant, basically like a garage floor where two cars would park. And the light switch for the whole like fucking like garage area is way at the other end of the thing, so I have to walk over there. And then there's like upstairs has like a window above like my where my desk is, where there's like a big room where that's the same room we shot that Powder Donuts sketch in. I swear I saw a fucking face looking. I saw someone looking out from up there, and I was like, come on. I didn't even have any creep. I just happened to look up and I saw it. And then it was gone, and I walked, did some other shit, and I came back, and it was gone. And then I saw it like one more time. It looked like someone was fucking standing up there, watching me. And I was like, oh my God,
that creeped me out.
I know it was fucking terrible.
I'll tell you that. I to be honest with you, when was I there? I was there to help you set up for the Powder Donuts thing.
Yeah,
that was the only time I've ever been there. And
it's only at night. I did
get a and it was like late at night when we went. And yeah. I did get a creepy vibe up there.
Yeah, something weird is going on. That's the most supernatural thing that I've ever I mean, not that that's anything fucking paranormal activity, but the only other time that ever happened was when I was cleaning that, did I ever tell you the story? When I was cleaning the school in Williamsville at night, and there was like this fucking, they left me alone in this giant wing in the school. I used to clean schools, like, right when I got out of college. Like you'd go into school at, like, 5, and they'd give you, like, a whole wing, and you would go and clean all the fucking classrooms. It was pretty, like, chill. No one was around, really. And you just, like, put on headphones and fucking... But there's this one fucking hallway where it was just, the minute I got there, I had the creepiest vibe. And then, like, the later, it got really late. Everyone was leaving. And then there was, like, no one there. And then the only guys, it was, like, this fucking place was huge. It was, like, the biggest school in Williamsville. And the guys that run it were like way on the other end of the building, so there's like no people anywhere, and it was like this huge snowstorm. I don't know, it was just fucking creepy. And then there was like a certain couple of classrooms where like I had the worst like fucking like just I wanted to get the fuck out of there. I was so free. I don't know, something was really freaking me out, and I was like, I was like hauling ass to get out of there. Something fucking was weird.
And you just felt you didn't see.
Yeah. I felt really fucking skeeved out. I'm like never really had that feeling ever before, and I thought I heard something, or like I went back to like get something, and there was like outside the fucking classrooms they'd have these huge like display case windows, and I was walking down the thing and I thought I saw something. I'm walking and fucking and something just went boom and like bashed the fucking window and shook the whole thing, like someone like punched it with like the back of their hand.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to God. And I was like, holy fuck. I didn't even, the last classroom I fucking skipped, I got the fuck out of there. And then I found out that a guy, old custodian there killed himself in the fucking basement.
Well, I would never go back there again.
I went downstairs. I went like, you had to go clock out like down in the basement that looked like this fucking Resident Evil. I mean, they were down there hanging out like playing cards or something. It looked like a level from fucking Resident Evil. And they just happened to be talking about this like when I went down there. They were like, oh yeah, and Lenny, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, it's fucked up. A guy fucking killed himself or something. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, a guy like a long time ago, somebody hung himself down here. And I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, yeah. That's Luke's spooky. Halloween time story. That's, I know, yeah. That's the only other thing. Besides this, I've never seen such a, like, absolutely something really fucking weird happen that I can't, like, explain. But I fucking heard a cough, and I heard, like, mumbling. I was like, I don't need this.
I wasn't even there, and it's bumming me out.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've talked about the Blair Witch spot before, right?
Yeah.
On the air?
Yeah.
That was a creepy. Well,
a lot of people know, but I've never fucking, I never hung out over there, but I've heard people talking about that
thing. I told you the time when,
This is Halloween shit, everybody.
Yeah, when I went back there, and this is right when the Blair Witch came out, and like there's all kinds of, like where we live, there's this weird. We've talked about it, but just I'm sure it was a long time ago, so I'll make it quick. Because there's two, just a couple weird stories in this one. So, I was with Jackie, and I was trying to like, you know, get her to do stuff because we just started dating, you know. So we went back in the woods, you know, like how romantic. Like let's go in the the first time we ever had sex. The first time we had sex was in the woods. How fucking creepy is that?
I fucking love that.
Ugh. I don't. What a scumbag. And it was, I was awkward for every reason you could think of. But we're walking in like this huge, in between these two train tracks was like an expanse of like, where just people just would go back and party and just do random shit. And,
acid.
Yeah, the acid. Like, I remember when I was like in ninth grade, we would just take beers back there and like sit on the bridge and everything. You guys all know about Zeppelin Bridge. And so we're just like, let's just walk, and we're walking the tricks. I didn't drink a soda.
Somebody fucking did.
No. I didn't touch it. I swear to you, I didn't touch it. Jesus. So I thought the slob had it the other day. Anyways. We go further down the tracks, and there's like a power box ripped out in a trail. And she's like, oh, let's go down here. Jackie was a real like adventure seeker. And we're just walking deeper and deeper in this fucking thing, like half a mile deep. And she's like, oh, what's this? And it's like someone's like little camp area with like a tarp and shit and all these Blair Witch things hanging in the trees. I'm like, let's get the fuck out of here.
That's fucked up, dude.
So, and this is like, 2 weeks after I saw the movie. I'm like, let's get the fuck out of here. And we get to this bridge where she's like scared to walk over it. She's not scared to see this kind of shit, but she's scared to walk over a bridge because there's like a, it's not all together. It's like there's a space in between each.
Yeah, people used to fucking fall off on their dirt bikes and fall through that. People fucking died back there.
Yeah. And so now the whole way we're walking back, I hear this. And I keep turning around. I'm like, let's. And she's like, I don't know. I don't know about this bridge. I just fucking pick her up and like and run over the bridge. Said, yeah, well, if Whistle Man wasn't there, maybe. But
that's fucking scary.
And so we get back, and I'm like, fuck that. I'm not going back there. So like the next night, that was like a Thursday. The next night, like Tim and Cal and all these people are like, oh, I want to check out the Blair Witch spot. I'm like, I'll tell you where it is, but I'm not fucking going back there. And they take like bats. And Sean Boiler has a fucking crossbow.
Yeah.
And Tim has like a knife. And I tell him where to go. And now this is at like 10:30 night. So there's no light really back there.
Such suburban shit.
So they walk back, they find the box, and they take the path that I told them to. Well, they got about halfway through, and all of a sudden they heard like people yelling, and they heard like that shit that makes like thunder in like play. Yeah. And Tim just goes, "Fuck this," and he knocks Sean over and he starts to run. And they all run all the way back. And now they hit the Zeppelin Bridge. And so now they're getting back over to where I parked the car. And they hear, "Freeze!" And it was like, the cop stops them. And they're fucking nerves. And then he's like, "What the fuck are you guys doing?" And they're like, "My buddy said there was a Blair Witch spot, this and that." And he's like, "Oh yeah, did you hear that like all these guys died over here by the gully?" And they're like, "Really?" He's like, "No, you guys believe anything." He goes, "Get the fuck out of here." It's the cop. Because like they didn't know what the hell was going on back there.
Yeah. And yeah, that was a sketchy spot. I always heard there was like fucking Satan worshippers and shit back there.
Yeah, well, there was something weird going on because they had all these.
It's back where those like concrete fucking things are over there in Lancaster. Those like big concrete plant kind of things.
Way further past.
Yeah, yeah.
Way more like, towards Dick Road.
Yeah.
Scott's favorite road.
There's some like abandoned factory back there too that I never got to check out that hurts fucking super creepy.
That's on the other side of transit.
Were you ever around? You're probably too young, but remember there used to be the pickle factory?
Yeah.
Yeah. We used to break into there. That place is fucking cool. And for some reason,
that wasn't anywhere by you. Oh, I guess.
Yeah, it was right by me. It was by Borden and Lawson. And fucking, I don't know why. I don't know where this. We were all like fucking 11 or something. But the lore about the place was, this is so specific. I swear to you, this is what everyone said, that bums used to hang out in there and jack off into Vaseline containers. I don't know why. I don't know what the specific pleasure is about jacking off into the Vaseline thing. That's, I guess it's empty, but that's what everyone used to say.
It was some like fucking retard just starts that rumor and then it just runs with
it. Of course, I broke in there once. It was kind of cool, but I think that was the same place before that. I don't know if I talked about this. I don't even know. Did you ever hear the story of Marvel fans where back in the late 70s when the Kiss came to Depew, New York, where the I guess it was the big ink vat where they used the ink for all my comic books to make all my super characters. And we had a promotional event where Kiss came and they pricked themselves in their finger and they dropped their Jewish blood into the vat so that every Kiss comic book might have a little bit of Kiss blood in it. Did you know that?
I heard that.
Yeah, that was I remember seeing it on the fucking Behind the Music and it actually showed a graphic that said it's old shitty 70s like news thing and it said Depew, New York on it. I was like, yeah, I'm so fucking happy.
Oh, it's awesome.
That was fucking rad. But yeah, that really happened. Gene Simmons, he's got an extra power. He can pull a quarter right out of your pocket and it lands
in
his.
I don't know that I had any other like really. I mean, I'm like you. Like, I'm kind of like a scaredy cat.
You have a pussy. But I think most of it was manufactured by me, but like I guess two times ever, including tonight, there seemed to be some kind of evidence. Yeah. Oh, you know what I want to do? Take his Zoom, my boss's, and plug it in and let it run all night and then come back the next day and check it. Because I can just put it in Audacity and I can just scroll through and if I see any fucking
thing. Okay, here, this is like if you had a suspicion that like a girlfriend's cheating on you and you like you sit and watch her car for like 3 hours, do you really want to know? Because wouldn't that kind of
Because fuck it, obviously something's going on already.
Wouldn't that kind of like.
Just the thing that it tripped off the alarm, that's really fucking weird. Because I remember in Pimpleface being like, that's fucking so creepy. Like something's really got to move around. It's not like a. Like the things are pretty like. I mean, they're sensitive, but like you got to be pretty big, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's. I don't know, man. I don't know what I'd want to know, to be honest with you.
Nah, I do. Because I like I said, I don't feel like I sound like one of these assholes on these fucking supernatural shows. Like I don't feel like an evil. I just feel like there's like something like, and it's not even like that blaring. I've had it worse, which again I'm sure I've manufactured, but I've felt more scared at other places where I had zero evidence of anything ever.
I don't like being upstairs with pins by myself like at night.
Yeah,
I always hear
it's probably just like a basic fucking human thing that like that does that to you, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Nighttime and like by yourself, you know, shit like that. Yeah.
The minute I walked, because it happened and I had like, I heard the noise and I had like 10 minutes to like basically finish up what I was doing to get the fuck out of there. And the first thing I did was check around the corner to see if these dudes kind of like work out of a garage next door and they're kind of out in their driveway and shit. And like they're kind of loud, like they're out there sawing stuff. And I was like, the whole place was packed up in dark. So there's no one out there. There was nowhere fucking else this could have come from. That's. I'm like, I must have wafted in from somebody outside must have made a noise. And I was like, nope, nope, wrong.
I would have got the fuck out of there.
Yeah, I did. I was like, let's go.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's weird because it gets dark in there fucking fast, too. Like, it's not even all the way dark outside, and it's, like, already, like, pitch black in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need that. Did I tell you when I was driving to Arizona? I forgot to talk about this. It's kind of a dumb aside.
What would 21 hours from right now be?
I don't know, dude.
For yesterday.
I'm bad at fucking math. I have no idea.
It would be...
I can't even, like...
My brain hurts. Be like midnight. Okay.
I was driving down there, and I listened to Jerky Boys 3 and 4, which I haven't heard in a while. And there's... I mean, I've been listening to those since I was, like, 15, and I... There's a couple, like, there'd be parts that I forget that I'll still laugh so... Like, nothing else in my life makes me laugh as hard as this fucking jerk. I don't know what the fuck it is. It just makes me laugh so hard. Like, the one where he wants to buy the fucking balloons and float his kid around the house. Remember, he's like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like...
He used to play that Derek Dimitri all the time.
He keeps saying, he's like, I'll make the kid feel special. He says it like 3 times. I'll make him feel special floating around the house. He's like, I'm never going to give his friend some sticks to take a whack. And he goes, I'll take a whack a little fuck myself. I laughed so hard, like those muscles in my face hurt. I couldn't, like, breathe. I was laughing so fucking hard. I don't know why. I forgot he said that. It just fucking tickled me. And the one with the Saul's the Civil War memorabilia. Said, yeah, foot, dried up foot. And the guy's calling about all the Civil War stuff.
Yeah.
And he goes, at the end, he goes, all he does is he takes it out in a drunken stupor in front of his friends and praises it. Why? Why would he do that? Oh, maybe laugh.
Why? Why would you do that?
Is it why? Why would he do that? And when he's asking about the cannon, he asked him like 4 times. He's like, it's an original Civil War cannon. He goes, it's an original Civil War cannon. He's like, loud. He goes, it's an original Civil War cannon. He goes, you should hear it loud. He shoots it off and all the he won't answer him. Oh, that fucking made me laugh. I don't know. Sorry.
I remember.
I've heard those fucking 30 times each and they still goddamn make me laugh. Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing fucking. You coming? I'm doing a fucking Santa Beck.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Maybe I should wear the wireless and then I can actually record a fucking set and have people hear it. I don't know. I was thinking about that.
That might. Well, maybe. Don't you say look?
I'm just
weird?
Worried about the fucking feedback, huh?
Then you don't think that look weird?
No, I'll tuck it in and you'll just see the little thing. Maybe I'll think about it. I don't want to get real excited. I went up the other night and you got something. I'm sorry. I'm fucking running off the
mic. I've had a boring week because I haven't drank.
I didn't do all that much either.
And but I have more like concepts as opposed to, like stories.
They better fucking be good.
Well, they're probably in the vein of why aren't Mexicans on the moon and shit like that.
Oh, okay.
But do you feel that this is gonna be like, yeah, Brandon, that's a thing. Uh-oh, but like
the cops are farming.
Yeah, like male PMS. That's a real thing.
No, I think it's depression, right?
No, see, I don't... I'm telling... Like, you don't think that, like... Like, I concede in you. Like, once a month, you go through a couple of days where, like, you're kind of fucking bummed. For whatever reason, you're just more bummed than you normally are.
Yeah, it's like depression. PMS is premenstrual. We don't have a menstrual system, so...
I know, but I'm saying that concept of, like, once a month, you kind of get bummed. And then you get out of it.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe... You know, I don't know. I'm just
a weird, like, depression cycle. You know what I noticed, too? I'm more subject to it when the fucking seasons are changing, and I think it's like institutionalizing me from all the fucking years in Buffalo. I swear, like this time of year, I'm way more like subject to it. It's very odd, like end of summer when summer's ending and shit, and it's like fall. That's fucking weird.
Yeah,
I think I really think that's a real thing. That seasonal depression that used to fucking just lay my ass low. It was horrible. I know my dad fucking claims he's got it really bad.
What, depression?
No, that fucking seasonal depression where it just went. When the fucking sun, you don't see the sun for 2 and 3 fucking weeks at a time. And it's
well, no,
like,
yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, it's horrible. It used to make me goddamn miserable.
I just, no, I'm just saying is like, I, regardless of like whatever's going on with me now, I'm saying like, say 6 months ago, I would definitely go through, and it wasn't like when Shauna or any other girlfriend had their period, I wouldn't like be on the same cycle as them. And I know we obviously don't menstruate, but I think that there's something in us where like we have like a couple day period where like, we're like, more bitter, more angry, just shitty to people for, like, kind of no reason. You know, I don't know if it's, like, a hormonal thing or what.
Well, we both drank, too, and I'm sure that has something to do with it.
Huh? Well, it definitely does.
I'm sure I'm, like, clinically depressed on some, like, level, for sure.
Well, you're weird, because sometimes I think you are, and sometimes I think you're not. Maybe you mask it at times.
There's days where I can't get myself to fucking... If I... I won't be able to get out of like bed or do anything until like 6 o'clock at night. And I mean, not like lay in bed, but just lay around.
What you just absolutely said, nothing. Those are probably most of the days where you drank the day before.
Yeah, it definitely makes it worse. But I've even had ones where I didn't, and it just fucking I can't. If I do my laundry, that was like a fucking major accomplishment that day, and I'm just like, it probably doesn't help. It's my only day off too. Out of fucking six.
No, I know that's
what probably doesn't help either. But
you know what?
I want to do stuff so bad, and I cannot fucking get myself to do a goddamn thing. It's awful.
I definitely came out of like a. I mean, I wasn't depressed, but like I definitely came out of like since not drinking, man. Like it really, I haven't had the temptation to, you know.
Yeah.
It's been about a week, and I really haven't today. Kind of just because like shit was on my mind, but you ready for like a Luke laugh minute?
Yes.
Okay. This is like what my day my day used to be. Let's say for the past
a week ago.
No. I mean yes. But I'm just gonna say for like past 6 months.
All right.
Was I'd get up probably like 10 minutes after you left the house, and I move, and I'm like fuck, and I move out here, to the couch, and I'd put on Jay Moore Sports, and I'd lay on the couch and like take a nap, and then feel like fucking shit, maybe go get a beer from the store, fucking take a shower and walk into work, like that's what I was doing.
But you must have already had beers on stock and drinking them, don't you?
What do you mean?
Like, don't you already have a couple in the fridge before you go to the store to get one, or are you out?
Okay. That's another. We'll hit back into that because that's another. If this is going to be Brandon's like fucking sobriety episode, then I got a couple things on that are entertaining.
We'll see.
Yeah, probably not. I would do that, and then I'd go to work, and then that was just like this stupid like trend cycle, like a habitual thing I would do. You know, like people who like when they smoke on the way to work, they have one at this light. And then they have one right before, you know what I mean? Like they set it up where like they know every day they're going to do this thing. Uh-huh. Okay. That's like a lot of smokers do that. Alcoholics do that.
I do that going to get coffee.
Okay. To walk down okay. There you go. Same, you know.
I won't buy a coffee or I won't redo the coffee machine at work because I need to walk over to the 7-Eleven and get it.
Right. You should get one of those Keurigs. You got one of those?
No.
Anyways.
Plus I don't want it there. I don't want it that accessible because then I'll drink it more. And I'm really
and you want to take your time to go.
Yeah, I like the walk down there and shit. See all the crazy fucking homeless people.
So what I just to try to get my mind off of like everything, I've tried to like you know how I am with like list and regiment, you know? I try to like fill my shit up where like I don't have a minute to think about anything. You know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, that includes drink, and that includes relationships, that includes job, that includes the fucking car. You know what I mean? It includes a lot of shit right now.
Yeah.
And,
definitely the car. I definitely don't have
your I know. Out. I'm getting out on Tuesday. Whoa. I'm getting it out on Tuesday.
You blow my fucking headphones up, Doc.
It's getting towed out of here on Tuesday, if not Wednesday. One of those days, it'll be gone.
Just sell that thing, dude.
No, I'm... Push that. We'll talk about that later.
Scott, turn on your list. Take your mind off this.
I have... See what I'm saying? Anyways, so lately what I've done is every morning I get up, I chant, and then I make a smoothie, and then I go golfing, and I come home, shower, and Mike takes me to work. And then I come home from work, and I either take a walk.
How long do you chant for?
Like 15 minutes.
Jesus.
Yeah, but it's really, I'm telling you, dude, I know you can make fun of me all you want.
I know.
It's really like centered me.
And I've heard it, yeah, a lot of comics talk about that.
And, I do, you know, it's like 15 minutes in the morning. 15 minutes a night. The whole concept is that it balances you then. You know, like you go to bed pretty balanced and you have, when you wake up, you do it and then your day is balanced. And throughout the day, when you have a struggle, you just say like a Namyo Ho Renge Kyo. That's the chant. Okay?
You fucking say blasphemy.
You say that. I mean, you get the other part of it's called Daimaku, which is like part of the Lotus Sutra. And it's all in Japanese. And like they say it so like that should make it like song of the week. It's not even a song. It's like it's a chant. But like they say it so sounds fast.
Fucking scary.
And I do it on YouTube. Okay. Here, I'll pull it up. Let me see if you can hear it.
It's in my abs videos.
Yeah, and because I don't know, I when I do it myself, I sound like a penis. And I'm not saying I don't sound like.
No one's gonna hear you. Who gives a shit?
I'm always nervous. I always try to do it.
When I sound like a penis when I try to sing Journey in my car, but I don't give a fuck.
I always try to do it when you're not around.
Thank you.
Yeah. Or I try to be like quiet about it. Let me see if
I'm gonna report you to like Father fucking Johnson.
It's okay. You gotta hear how fast this shit is, and I gotta try. I'm trying to like read in fucking Japanese. But I'm telling you, it's really. You can get a volume on that?
Yeah. Ah, this is scary as fuck. Yeah.
Who's on the fastest? Says.
Good tune. This sounds like fucking shit Scott listens to. This is like Willie Nelson.
So you see how fast it is, all in another language.
That's creepy.
And I have a little book that I try, and I'm like, and I just like, G, two, C, so, and I'll fuck up, and I'm like, I'll miss like three lines, and I'll have to go back.
I got a little book, and in it says, you're all right. In my book, you're not all right.
Anyway, so I've done that, and then I've...
That sounds hard, man.
Yeah, it is. But it's really like, I'm being honest with you, dude, with like the not drinking thing, because it's not easy. It really has like centered me where I don't even like, anytime I think about it, I just let it go. Or like if I have like a negative thought about something like whatever, you know, I don't want to get into specifics, but whatever negative thought I could have, I kind of just like shake my head and like just let it go. You know, I'm trying to be like,
let it go.
A more centered, like a better person. Mm-hmm. You know, I really am. Like,
all right, I believe you. What the fuck?
You know, but
screaming at me.
No, what was the thing? Oh, why don't I have, when I have a stock of beer in the fridge? What was your question?
No, you said I'll wake up and then sometimes I'll walk down the store to get a beer, but like you must have, when you wake up, you already have a couple in there ready to go and you start drinking them.
No, because this is a part of my alcoholism. This is something that like, I would sit here and this is two points, but they kind of combine. Like, you know, you come home. And I'm like, I'm ready to go to sleep. It's like 10:30. I don't go to sleep. I keep myself up for some fucking reason. Now, one of the reasons was, if I had a six pack in there, I would finish the six pack.
Yeah.
I would have to, because there was some weird, you know, misconnection in my fucking brain, where if they were in there in the morning, I was going to drink them. So I had to get rid of them the night before.
Well, that makes sense.
You know? I mean, I guess, you know, in some weird way, yeah. No, that was kind of like my whole thought. You know, I'm not like Scott or anybody who could just keep like beer in the fridge, you know? It's like, I bought enough to have like
there's that. There's usually always at least one or two of those fucking tall boys in there, though.
Yeah, but I'll drink it.
Yeah, but there's always like one in there. Like you say, like you don't keep beer around, but you seem like I thought you did. I don't know.
Whatever. Well, okay. Anyways, moving on.
I can't wait to have Thanksgiving at Scott's house.
Yeah, that'd be cool. It'll be my first sober one.
That's a ways off, dog. You're only a week in here.
Hey, fucking me. I'm going. I'm gonna at least go 2 months. I'm gonna at least go to Christmas.
Fucking better, you little faggot.
I will.
If you don't, you gotta wear a dress for a day.
I feel better, but dude, I'll tell you like this. This is shit people don't tell you. When you fucking stop drinking, like how I was drinking, like you could stop tomorrow and like you wouldn't feel a fucking thing. You know, because you're not like you weren't a fucking 10 drink a day guy. The shit for the first 4 days is like, I can't even explain it. Like, because it's all just toxins and poison coming out of your body.
Uh-huh.
Like, my asshole, like, I had to go buy baby shit to put on my asshole.
Say this slower.
I had to go buy baby shit to put on my asshole. And then the sweating is like, it's been like, what, 71 out a couple days? Yeah. I would get into work, dude. My shirt sleeves would be soaked. It was fucking disgusting because just all that shit coming out of your body. And like, wait, I had to wash my sheets 3 times last week.
Huh.
Or not last week.
I had a bad bout of sweating at night too. I was my fucking sheet, my pillows would be soaked. I was like Axl Rose in a fucking November Rain video.
Good reference. I liked it.
Thanks. Or was it Don't Cry? Fuck, did I fuck it up?
No, November Rain.
Okay.
No, Don't Cry.
It was Don't Cry. Shit balls.
Yeah. I was doing November Rain because it was raining. And he was wet, but no, it's Don't Cry.
But isn't there a part like right at the end where he like slams awake and he's all breathing heavy in a dumb bed? Isn't he all sweaty? God damn it. I fucked it up. Whatever.
But whatever.
That was close.
Anyways. So, okay. So on the car note. So I told you that I came home. This is a while back and like I checked the warranty. Well, I got my new warranty and it's good till December. So I take the car into the guy and he's like, yeah, you might have a piston blown or something here. I'm like, well, guess what? I got this warranty, so he called, the mechanic calls, because I got this buyer's shield thing that they give you at the dealership.
Is it heavy?
Yeah. Like, Thor couldn't carry it. And I get there, and the guy's like, all right, so basically I'm going to get a brand new, well, not brand, I'm going to get like a rebuilt engine for free.
Oh, yeah?
Because it's all covered in this fucking warranty. So that's why he's been waiting. So he has room. He's going to take my car. I get a rebuilt engine. Oh, I got to pay $100 deductible. But instead of paying $4,000, I get a brand new engine. So I don't know. I mean, I'll have everything brand new on that car. So the motherfucker better run after that. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want it. With a new engine and everything, then I'll sell the cocksucker and try to get some money back on
Fuck
it.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Maybe you'll come out ahead, Doc. Beat the house.
Yeah.
Have a free breakfast on us.
Sometimes the house eats you.
You know, I fucking...
Sometimes the bar eats you. Fuck.
I got in a fucking Twitter fight with Bill Burr. Did I tell you about this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I fucking... on Friday night, he was... listen to this fucking asshole. He was doing this ALS benefit, and...
Is that water bucket challenge shit?
Yeah. I mean, it's this, that's the disease, but it was a big star-studded event, and like... Judd Apatow hosted it. And
how
like,
did this get so big, this disease?
I don't know.
There's like 1,000 people who have it.
I know. No, there's a lot. It's Alzheimer's, I think, right?
No. No, ALS is like some kind of like bone disease where like you're
Oh, it's like Lou Gehrig's disease, right, I think?
That's what it is. Yeah, it's Lou Gehrig's. But we're like, honestly, like, I mean, I was kind of underestimating, but I think they said like 4,000 people have it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, cure fucking breast cancer.
Stupid.
Or fucking, you know, get rid of prostate cancer so like we don't have to fucking ever deal with that.
Yeah.
Go on.
On Wednesday, when me and Tree Man saw him last week, he had the worst fucking sweater. It was terrible. It looked like he just got out of a cancer ward. It didn't even like fit him. It barely met his pants at the fucking waist, and then it was like short on his sleeves. It was like the same fucking color as the stage curtain. It stunk. I'm like, this sweater is terrible. So he tweets like getting ready to go on up at ALS with Judd Apatow and everybody. So I was one of the first guys in when he fucking posted it, and I said, I was like, oh, good luck. I'm like, I hope you're not wearing that awful sweater from Wednesday. He fucking, now this guy, like, you watch his Twitter, and it's like, he retweets people making fun of him and shit all the time. I know, and the guy's, he's like practically an insult comic. He like fucks with everybody, and they fuck with him back. He fucking lost his mind over this. Hang on, let me see what he fucking said. Hang on. Shit, I should have this pulled up, sorry. Hang on. Hang on, stand by, everybody. Sorry. I'm just going to make I'm waiting noises. This is like when the fucking comics on stage and they go, well, guys, what else do I want to talk about? Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on. Fuck.
I got an eyelash on my fucking phone, man. I know everybody.
Okay, this is what he wrote. He said, you fucking pussy, why didn't you... This is what the guy says. Why didn't you yell that out during the show? That would have been great. And then he hashtagged balls on Twitter. So, you want me to fucking heckle you at your show? So I wrote back and I was like, what did I say? I said, I'm not a heckler. I was like, I thought you're from Boston. I was like, don't go getting all sensitive on me. I was just kidding. And then he says, yes, you are a heckler. You just don't have the balls to do it at the show. Nice try with the Boston bullshit. Like, what the fuck is your problem? So even
a
on,
dick.
I know, and I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" This is the same guy that
you told me you have a fucking poster of him hanging up.
He took one of the most legendary. It's legendary. The fucking beating he took one time. He's told this story. You might have heard him say it. There was a fucking at Caroline's in New York, or no, the Comedy Cellar, which is like the fucking basically like the I guess besides the store. It's on the East Coast. That's like the number one club. You know, it's like fucking, they're like probably tied for like the two biggest clubs. And there's a table in the back where all the comics hang out. And it's like, you can't even like go near this thing unless you're like fucking, you know, like a name comic and shit. And all the East Coast guys are just like famous for just busting each other's balls, especially like when Patrice is around. So I guess fucking Patrice and like Kevin Hart or something got wind of that story about how Bill was going to go to the World Series or whatever, or was it the Super Bowl, and he was going to do the set on the fucking bus down there, and it was going to get him a free seat. So these like corporate guys were like, if you do a set on the bus to the weight of the thing, we'll get you like seats, and you won't have to pay for a ticket. So he asked somebody if he should do it. He wasn't sure about it. And then like Patrice and him found out, and they fucking hammer on him for like 6 hours straight. Like, it's like a fucking legendary beating he took. Like, just all night, just everyone just fucking... busting his balls, like going on stage and making fun of him, like telling the whole fucking club, like, hey, guess what fucking stupid this guy took the worst savaging in history, and he's all bent out of shape about it, me fucking picking on his sweater. I'm like, why, what the fuck, man? So that was like, what, Friday night? So on Sunday morning, I'm like, I sent him an email to his thing, and I'm like, dude, I was just fucking around, like, why are you getting so bent out of shape, dude? I should say dude again. So he
I like dude.
He's at. You, did you hear the whole podcast on Monday?
Yeah.
So okay.
But again, I told you like I kind of like missed
some. Like have listened
because I like at the end I was falling asleep.
Yeah. Well, this fucking asshole, he's doing it from his hotel room and he's watching a football game through the whole podcast. So he's constantly stopping to just like do like a live play by play. So he brings this up. He goes, you know, I did this fucking ALS challenge this weekend, and he starts going into it, and then he gets derailed by the football game. I'm telling you, just by the fucking tone that he said it, I guarantee you he was reading emails right there. My email came in, like, it was like perfect timing because he was recording it Sunday afternoon, and I sent it at like 10:30. I think at one point he goes, I'm gonna pause it. I'm waiting for some emails to come in from everybody. So I know he fucking read it. I'm telling you, he was about to go into it, and he got fucking derailed by the goddamn football game. And then he goes, I don't know. He's like, well, why did I bring up ALS? He's like, what the fuck was I going to talk about? He's like, I had something to say about it. And it was because of that fucking, I'm telling you, he read the goddamn email. So he was about to go into it, and the fucking game derailed him. But he never wrote me back or anything. So it's just like, what the fuck, man?
That like, sucks. What a cunt. One of your favorite guys.
Yeah, I know. And I guess because he was sick and shit, he said he felt like shit over the weekend. So that I'm sure that played into it. But like, you know, just fucking say that or be like, oh, sorry, I was sick. What the fuck? So I don't know. I fucking feel weird about him. I did tell an email. I'm like, dude, I have a fucking poster of you in my fucking living room. I'm all uncomfortable. I feel like you're fucking staring daggers at me from my wall. He's hanging on my neck like a vulture, like impending danger. What do you want?
You said that?
No.
No. Like the Pesci vulture, isn't that a Stan Lee character?
He is. He's in the Sinister Six. He had an extra power. He would fly over Spider-Man and shit in his eyes, and then Dr. Octopus would strangle him. You know what I mean?
Sorry, doggy.
I had something else to... Oh, man, we're shooting this weekend, right? This fucking thing I wrote?
Yeah.
And, it's... I don't know. I don't think it's going to be good. Everyone else liked it.
Everyone that you say isn't going to be good, normally people like.
I guess. This one's really fucking off the wall. I wrote an even more bizarre one today. I got to tell you about this one quick. But, fucking Flam is going to bring... Ooh. It starts out. There's
zippers down there, bud.
Oh shit!
You almost saw a snake. There's more
fucking lights in here.
I shaved my like pubes too.
Be, snail.
You know, maybe I need you to take a cockpit. For
I fucking
me.
Trim my pubes. My fucking dick looks so good right now. It's fucking.
You know,
awesome.
At least you have a dick off because I trim my pubes.
If we had a fucking chick, if there was a girl here to look, I'd be going separate rooms and she would come in and tell who.
Like had when they all measured their cocks on Howard that one time.
I don't know.
You remember that?
No. Oh man, I watched that one the other day when fucking. I hadn't seen it in a long time. It's like 20 minutes long. When fake Arnold. Pranks George Takei. I couldn't sleep the night. I was watching it at 1 o'clock in the morning, like shit. Laughing my ass off. That is the best fucking Schwarzenegger I've ever. He not only like, I mean, he nailed every like nuance of his voice, but like even like his psychology, like the stuff that he was saying, because like it wasn't too over the top. It was like offensive, but it wasn't crazy like saying the C word shit or something, you know?
Yeah.
I can't fucking believe how good that was. I was laughing so hard. He's like, oh, he's Asian. They can't drive for shit anyway. And he's like, why did? And then just fucking Takei, because I had headphones on listening to on YouTube, and he says an A at the end. He goes, why didn't you sign that bill? He always adds an A at the end. I'm like, he talks so fucking weird. Where did it come from?
He has an odd thing. To
yeah,
him.
And he's like, why when the bill was put in front of you, you didn't sign it? And he's like, no one had a. Because my pen ran out of ink, and no one else in the room had a pen.
So fucking. He got him like so riled up. Like,
I can't believe how flippant you're being about this. And he goes, he's like, you know, Arnold, George was in a Japanese internment camp. He goes, oh, I don't give a shit, I'm Austrian. Oh, I think God, that was fucking funny.
Do you know how that? You know how they used to do? Well, how they did that is like Fred was like on like a chat with him. And he was telling him what to say.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
like Fred would.
Yeah, that guy did a great job. He like he didn't fucking like.
That's like Evil Dave when they had Evil Dave.
Oh yeah, that guy was amazing too. Yeah.
But like when he went off script, Howard would be like, okay, Dave, stick to the script.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You know, he's like, bring him back in.
Yeah.
And he got like married or something, like couldn't come on the show anymore.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah. But anyways, we're shooting this thing and fucking Flam has a, I don't know where this happened, but like he got one of those drones, those with the cameras on it.
Yeah.
And he's like in a fucking amazing, like they're really hard to like fly and shit. He's like. He has this like demo reel of shit. They look like helicopter shots. Like they're amazing. He's got all this like a crazy footage. He's like, it's like flying over the beach and like flying right over fucking surfers, like right in waves. I was like, holy shit, man. So he's gonna bring it and get some fucking shots. I was like, that's gonna be fucking cool. I have like aerial shots.
What kind of camera does that have on it?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know if it's a GoPro. It looks really good though. Like some of the shots look kind of like
that's GoPro. That might be one of our next purchases, a GoPro, dude. Those are fucking pretty cool.
Yeah.
But what the That's fuck fine. Are we going to use it for?
Well, I'm going to use Tree Man for the Caramount because there's a whole scene where Quinn drives out to the desert to bury. We have to drive to the fucking desert on Sunday because in the end he like buries a body.
How many? What do you got for? How many people are on this?
Just two. Just Quinn and another guy. And then Quinn kills him and he has to take the body out to the desert.
No, I know, but crew-wise.
Oh, I don't know. I think just me, folks, and him probably.
Oh, okay.
I don't need anybody else, really. Or I think Flam might come for the whole thing. I think we're going to go up to those Vasquez Rocks where all those famous, all those old Star Trek episodes and shit like that.
Oh, that's what I'm wondering. I'm like, where the hell is he going to get these drone shots? That's where you're talking
about.
Yeah,
like, for the desert scene, yeah.
Well, that's going to be fucking cool.
I know, I'm fucking psyched.
Did he buy it or is he just...
Yeah, he bought it. Yeah, he owns it.
Shit, that's
fucking... I think, I'm pretty sure.
Wow, and he's like, well, that's a fucking interesting thing. That's fucking interesting, man.
Yeah. I wrote another one. I got to give it to you. It's like, for now, it's like you and me are the characters, but you only have like two lines in the whole thing. It's pretty easy.
That's fine with me.
But like...
less lines, the better.
It's an old return to form where we have to shoot in here, but it's like, there's like a party going on here. We have to have a fuckload of extras, like 20 people. So we have to be like a real party and we would shoot. I don't know.
Oh, the only problem is
the only problem
we have is we have no fucking chicks.
No, I need chicks in this.
Huh?
We'll get people in it.
All right. Yeah. Like who?
Like chicks from the bowling alley and shit. Because a lot of people in the party scene have like lines and stuff, and I think a lot of people will come because like they'll kind of be in it.
Okay.
There's like little parts of it. Whatever. We'll see. If you hate it, just tell me you don't have to be in it.
Hate.
Yeah. It's really fucking stupid. There's another one where I'm just like, why am I writing? Why am I even fucking writing this? It's so dumb.
Dude Bogues
liked it.
As much as...
I'll tell you this. It's the most Key and Peele thing I've ever written. Okay. It's fucking like right out of their goddamn show.
You should just
fucking, I just don't know if it would be one of the good ones.
You should send it to them.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's like... I don't know. See, you always say that. Like, oh, it's stupid to say. At least you're writing.
Yeah.
At least you're writing a bit every week. You're writing skits. Okay, if they're fucking stupid, they're stupid. But at least you're like you're expressing your creativity somehow. Like, yeah. I got to go back to that. I think that would be a definite way for me to like, you know, use my time and stuff. Yeah. You know, it's like write something. Yeah. You know, I don't know. I mean, it could be whatever. But I'm saying like, I could write fucking slam poetry again. I could go back to my little notebook and start writing that.
I came up with I thought of it as I was waking up, I thought of a decent idea for Ghostbusters 3. You ready for this? I said this last night at Quinn's party, and I was like, that's fucking good. All right. So this is good because it incorporates the actors' real lives in the movie. So it's like years later, and now it's Egon's dead, and Venkman doesn't want anything to do with the Ghostbusters. He's like retired, and he lives in like Connecticut with like Dana or whatever. So now it's just Winston and fucking Wright, and they're just old, and they're too old to do this. So now they're training like a new like team of guys. But there's another. I'm thinking even it's just to get back at him. It's Peck. Remember Peck from the original, starts his own like fucking rival Ghostbusters team across town, just to like have a competing business and put the Ghostbusters out.
Is Peck got the red beard?
Yeah, yeah. William Atherton. My name is Peck. So like he starts and then like they fuck something up. They make some major like I don't know. Like they unleash some kind of fucking monster. And then like the Ghostbusters like and the new recruits got to go in there. And then of course in the end,
is it called Ghostbusters and the New Recruits?
No.
Oh.
But it's called Citizens on Patrol. And and then of course in the end, the whole time they're like, wasn't it, whatever happened to Venkman? They're like, ah, he's retired. And then he has to like come save the day at the last minute. He comes out of retirement and like helps him. That's a solid premise, right? Egon's dead. Venkman doesn't want to. That way Bill Murray doesn't have to be in the whole movie.
Who do you cast as the new recruit?
I'd have to have Steve. All I could think of was Steve Carell. It's the only guy I could think of.
No, he's too old. They'd have to be like in their 29,
30. Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
They'd have to be like Ryan Gosling or Channing Tatum or something.
No, I want something like some comedy. You know what I would think of as a... for some reason, Horatio Sands kept popping in my head. I don't know why. I thought he'd be good.
Really?
You need a fat guy.
They didn't have a fat guy, though.
Ray was kind of fat. No, he wasn't. Yeah. John Candy was supposed to be in it, right? I thought Eddie... Oh, no. Wasn't always a rumor that Eddie Murphy was supposed to be Winston, and everyone said that was never true?
There was another movie that Eddie Murphy was supposed to be in that I forgot.
OJ was supposed to be the Terminator.
Yeah, that's right.
I love that.
That's one of the best stories of all time.
That would have been like straight to video. God.
Wow. Yeah, what a fucking different... Well, because, I mean, no, Arnold was in Conan before that, right?
Who was?
Arnold, he was in Conan before that?
I think so. I don't know. I think so. Shit, I don't know. It might have been Terminator, might have been his first fucking thing.
Maybe right.
They're pretty goddamn close. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying. I'm over. I haven't seen Conan in fucking years. I gotta watch that.
I always liked Beastmaster.
Yeah, really? It was never on. It was one of those ones that was on HBO.
Fuck like, you, it was never on. That movie was on all the time.
Not on HBO.
And those weird fucking like warlocks would put like those weird slugs in the guy's ears and they go fucking insane. They become berserkers.
I don't know. I never really saw it. I remember seeing chunks of like Beastmaster like 2 and it was so crappy.
Was that the one where he came to like our world? That might be Beastmaster 3.
I don't know.
Like I said, I have more concepts than stories. I got one story, but I don't know if this affects you at all, but I know just talking to like dudes who had long-time girlfriends and then they don't, is like a lot of times I toss and turn. It's like if I just had somebody there, I would sleep fucking perfectly.
Get a fucking body pillow.
You know, no, that's a good idea. But I was wondering what if there was a service where like, not like almost sort of like an escort, you know?
They have this in Japan. I don't know what you're talking about.
Do they really?
Yeah, they have cuddle hotels where you go in and you pay for like 2 hours and you like take a nap with a chick and cuddle with them. I swear to God.
You know, fuck you.
I think I heard Ari Shaffir talking about it. I think it was him.
But I'm talking 8 hour period. The chick comes in, say 11:30 at night. I'm like, okay, I'm going to sleep. She lays down next to you, maybe rubs your back, you know, and you go to sleep. And then in the morning, she just gets up and leaves. And you pay her like $50.
Yeah, you can do that. You just get a hooker. They love that. They don't have to fuck you.
Yeah, but I mean, someone who hasn't like fucked a lot of dudes who's like not dirty.
You're not fucking her anyways. Who gives a shit?
Okay. Yeah. You don't. There's no like. You wouldn't want that service.
No. The fuck. I would never like pay to like fuck.
No, I'm not trying to fuck. I'm trying to sleep.
I've never. I sound like a douche, but I've never. And I'm not saying that they were tens, but I've never like had to. I've always had like access to some kind of fucking.
I've never like paid for sex. I'm just saying like just to fucking have some.
No, I don't need that.
Well, okay. Would you?
This is crazy breakup guy talk. But it's all right. Go ahead.
No. Not just that. It's like, would you rather? Oh, I wonder if like if you had like a friend that was a girl, and just be like, hey, can you just like stay overnight and like you just go to sleep and. That's it.
I would not be able to, because that turns me on more than anything. Like innocent, like just cuddling, like, oh yeah, I'll just sleep over. I can't control myself. It always fucking, like I'll say this. I'm able to stop myself, but I will absolutely try. It's impossible to not. I'll at least try to like start. And I've had this happen a bunch of times. Like with that Asian chick I was seeing for a little bit. Like you'll kind of start fucking around, and then they'll stop you, and then that'll be it. It's like fuck, and then I just go sleep. Like I sleep an hour, and my dick is like I'm like rock fucking hard, leaking cum. Everyone's like, boom, like a lightsaber in my fucking shorts. That cuddly shit turns me the fuck on so bad. Yeah,
really?
Yes.
Holy I guess shit. So. You know what it is, because I mean, especially if it's like a new chick, and like that's if you guys don't know, that's one of Luke's moves. She's like, hey, let's. I'm the best cuddler. You say yes. Shit like that. Or you're like,
I am too.
Or my bed's really soft. Did you say?
Because I like it. I'm not even like lying. I'm a big cuddly fuck. I'm a sweeter guy than they fucking think.
Yeah, I guess I couldn't. But I couldn't still, name a time where like
fuck on him. It drives me crazy. I love it.
The first time where like I just laid out the chick that we don't do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I even on some level I delude my own self because it's hotter than it's even hotter that way. Because I'll convince myself like, nah, dude, just be like a gentleman. Don't try anything. But like I'll convince myself that I won't. But I know I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking. It's just like even naughtier. It's like, oh, I'm absolutely not supposed to be doing this. And now I have her underwear off. Oh, I can't even fucking think about it. It gets me fucking crazy. Fucking love that shit.
Like she's probably like, oh, we're supposed to cuddle. Now her underwear's off.
Yeah, but I think at least on some level they have the same thought, because if they didn't, they wouldn't get in bed with you. It wouldn't happen.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
Lion pig.
Yeah, there's no way they're just like, yeah, we're just gonna cuddle.
Yeah,
but why? I wonder why they stop you.
I know at least one time. I'm trying to think of who it was. It could have been more. Where I literally had said, I can't take this. I have to jerk off into my garbage can, and they said okay, and I did. I swear to God, I know that's happened at least once. I specifically remember, but I can't fucking tell you who it was.
And you just jerked off in front of the chick?
Yeah, I just jerked off, or they just laid there and I just fucking jerked. Who the fuck? It might have been that Asian chick. I think it was her.
You didn't like? Did you look at her like her ass cheeks or something?
It was like three pumps, and I was ready to fucking explode. It was ridiculous.
No wonder she never called you again.
No, she did. I think she did.
Whatever happened with that?
I fucking pulled her while she was laying on her stomach, and she let me pull her underwear down and stick my face in her ass and start licking her fucking pussy in her asshole, and then she just stops me. let me just go to sleep. I'm like, how do you stop somebody from fucking... What did that feel bad? What are the fucking cactus fucking things in my face, you fucking
what
dummy?
If... Yeah, you know what? I get that because of my beard. But what if she just let you do... She's like, okay, you could eat me out and shit. And she comes and she doesn't do anything to you.
I've had that happen. Yeah, that's...
Are you like okay with that though?
No, it sucks. But I'd rather at least have that happen than... At least it'll be easier for me to jerk off because I'll be even more wound up. I don't know. I'd rather have that. At least something happened. At least there was some.
You should say like, okay, listen, I'm too wound up. I'm just gonna beat off on your butt cheeks. See if they're a game.
Trust me, I wanted to, but I'm like, I don't think they're gonna let that happen.
I would at least like squeeze her ass.
I'm trying to remember who it was. I think it was her. I'm telling you, I didn't have to. I was. This is the thing where it was like literally the sun was coming out and I had slept. I just tossed and turned because I was so fucking wound up and horny, and like. I'm like, I gotta be to work in a fucking hour. I probably slept 45 minutes tonight.
I think
me sleep an hour, and I had to get the poison out.
On the last episode, you talked about how like you don't like people doting on you, and like, do you need this? You need that? And do you like a girl like to rub your back and stuff, or would you rather be the person?
I don't mind a good back massage. That's not really the issue. It's just more the fucking just not pursuing me and like constantly like. Giving me like attention. It's like, stop. Just like do your own thing next to me and we'll both do our own thing together next to each other. That's what I want. That's what I fucking want.
I got you.
Yeah, I don't like it's like that fucking chick that he tries to marry in Coming to America. What do you like? Whatever you like.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
I think that
hop on 1 foot.
I think a lot of times I never like ate a chick out because I want to get my dick sucked. It's like either they're going to do it or they're not going to do it. But if I feel like eating out, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Because I know it makes you feel good, and then maybe we'll fuck later or maybe not. Maybe you'll just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but at least you got this the self-satisfaction that you made her come and you ate her out too.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. I agree. And but I'm saying like, I used to be like that where like I'll rub a chick's back because I want my back rubbed. You know what I mean? Like I'm only doing it to do this. But now I actually kind of like don't mind. You know, it's like,
I like it because it's really easy for me, especially if it's a little chick. I barely have to do anything, and they go batshit, and I'm like, well, it's a lot of return for very little work.
Well, no, I'm talking about just something like, not sexually, like just rubbing a chick's feet or legs or something like that. Like,
yeah, I can do that. It's, yeah.
I'm not doing, you know, you do that at the slob all the time.
Yeah, I rubbed fucking Tiffany's feet and knew she wasn't going to fuck me. I was like, fuck it, I don't care. Because they're here, I need to do something with my hands all the fucking time. I'm antsy.
Yeah.
So it's either fucking bite and chew my nails or rub a chick's feet or her fucking shoulders. And then take a little bite out of those nipples.
Nice,
sorry.
Nice doggy. Yeah, you gotta. Yeah. When was the slob over? Monday?
Sunday night. You know, slob-roo.
Oh, yeah, it was Sunday, okay.
It was week to week.
But last week. I thought she was leaving.
She is. She comes home every fucking weekend to like hang out with her mom because she doesn't have any friends there.
Oh, so she is gone.
Yeah, she moved. Yeah, she's in OC. She makes a lot of fucking money, that bitch. She's got dough. I don't know. She makes pretty fucking good cash.
Borrow a G off her.
No.
Tell you.
I made it in a sleazy way.
Like, I'm not
selling cock to the bitch.
Not doing that again.
Too late.
Did it last week. Did you ever? Okay. I know you've never done this because I'm a fucking weird. I was a weird kid. I'm a weird adult. I, for some reason, when I forgot what it was called, but when we were like in high school, Sobe came out with like these different flavors of shit. When Sobe first came out,
yeah,
they're kind of like a cool bottle and they had like creamsicle flavor and fucking lemon lime and shit.
I never liked that shit.
And they had like the lizard. I mean, I was probably in 10th grade. And I thought, like, the fucking lizard on the bike was cool or whatever. And so I had, like, three empty bottles of the three flavors. So I decided to put different shit into there, like, to make, like, it look like different liquids and stuff. And then, you know, so it would, like, look cool. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about right now, but I'm telling you, I didn't know what I was talking about back then. You know, like, okay.
Stings.
Like, one would be, like, I'd put, like, chocolate syrup and some other shit, and I'd mix it up, and it would look like brown, like dirt.
What, you like put it on like your shelf in your room, like check it out?
Yeah.
Like, it was like an installation art?
Yes.
Oh,
and then,
boy.
Yeah. And then the other one would be like laundry detergent and or like dish soap, you know what I mean? And like it would,
wow.
So it would be like blue, and like if you shook it up, it would like kind of move around.
Yeah, I was trying to make like a lava lamp kind
of
thing.
Sort of, okay. And so I remember I had this shit, I don't know why, and I I had a Foot Locker. Do you know what a Foot Locker is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because when I went to Philmont.
I saw Full Metal Jacket.
When I went to Philmont, you had to take a Foot Locker with you. Philmont was
What's Philmont?
It's the Boy Scout camp that I went for like 2 weeks. And like for two of the days, you stay like on like base. So you got to have a Foot Locker.
Base, how low can you go?
You got to have a Foot Locker with all your shit in it. My grandfather made it for me, and he like fucking painted Charlotte Hornet shit on there for me and stuff. It was really nice.
That's adorable.
Oh, it was. It was. And so then when I came back, it was in my room. And you know, you had to open it up, and there's the top shelf that was like shallow where you could just put like your random shit in there, like socks, underwear. Yeah. And then underneath it, you know, if you were using it as a Foot Locker, underneath it, you'd put like your clothes and your boots and whatever. But so I used it for like fucking baseball cards and shit. So I remember I put those fucking bottles inside the Foot Locker.
Oh, boy.
And this
Do you really need to take those with you?
No. I'm saying once I got back from Philmont,
oh, okay,
I had
okay.
that thing in my room.
Yeah.
And it was just more storage now, okay. you know, for like comic books and fucking, whatever, no, like hiding Playboys and shit.
Fuck yeah.
In there.
Weed.
Yeah, probably. Like Philly blunts, all that kind of shit I would hide in there, you know, underneath my baseball cards and my comic books. And I put those fucking bottles in there. And I don't know why. I just fucking throw them out, Brandon.
How long did you have these things?
I don't know, 6 months.
Jesus.
And so I have them in maybe a year.
This is what happened before the internet.
And it really is. So I put them in the bottom part, you know, closed it, whatever. You know what else I had in there? Was all, like, when Star Wars Episode 1 came out, they had, like, 24 collector fucking cans.
Yeah, Diet Pepsi.
I collected every one of them. And I saved them.
You even got, what was the really rare one? Was it, like, Yoda?
Yeah, okay. It was gold. I tried to find that. You know how long I tried to find that goddamn can? We would go into Wegmans at night. And, like, open up the boxes to see if it was a can that we needed. And then we buy that fucking 12-pack. Yeah.
Those were kind of cool. I'll give them that.
And, I had the whole collection of them. And I had those in there, and I had these fucking things. So one hot summer night, I'm sitting there, and I'm sleeping. It's, like, 2:30 in the morning. And I hear, like, a gunshot, like, boom! And I'm like, what? I fucking wake up, my mom runs in. The fucking thing got so hot, it exploded. Yeah.
It's so fucking funny, dude.
It shot the fucking top off of the thing. My entire wall, a good 5-foot section of my wall, was covered with this brown shit that exploded. Glass all over the place from this bottle.
Holy shit.
Okay, so I'm like, my mom's like, Brandon, you're throwing these out. And I'm like, okay,
fine. Judy, tell me to get rid of those goddamn cans. You watched those stupid movie with those robots.
I don't know why. It wasn't the cans. It was that brown shit that I made. I don't know, whatever concoction.
Yeah, I was like, that's some Walter White shit. Bomb.
Whatever concoction I made just fucking got hot.
I hope no terrorists are listening.
It fucking exploded the top of the
Star Wars Pepsi.
It exploded the top of the Foot Locker off, which had like a latch on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was scared the fuck out of it. I had almost the same thing happen. I had a fucking... I had a bunch of those cans, the Star Wars cans, and I think I had them for like a year. I had like most of them. And at one point I dropped one of them. Like it was a Diet Pepsi. It was white. And it did that thing where it kind of like the can like bulged. And like a year later or so, I had them on the top row of my closet at the end of my bed. And then when I hear, I hear this like this pressurizing like, it sounded like a hiss. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And it just got louder and louder. And it's like, boom, and it fucking blew up. It scared the fucking shit out of me.
It got over your clothes and shit?
For like the first like 10 seconds, I'm like, what is God's name? Is that noise? It sounded like a fucking, like an alligator in my fucking closet. And then I could hear like liquid coming out. I'm like, oh man, one of those cans are fucking blowing up. And it was the one with the bulge just like slowly that pressurized. And then it started cracking the top and it just fucking popped out. It was all over the fucking place.
You know,
it was
what?
So scary. It was middle of the night.
It was Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, and Mountain Dew. Each one had 8 different cans.
Yeah.
So you had to get, and like I fucking hated Mountain Dew, so I had to buy Mountain Dew to get those goddamn cans. Ew. I didn't have.
More like Mountain Don't.
Yeah, and you know what? The Mountain Dew one sucked. It was like Qui-Gon. It was like Jar Jar. It was like, what were those assholes that were on those ships in the beginning with the weird like lips?
Oh, the Gungan? Or the...
Not the Gungans, the other ones.
Oh, shit.
But they're the ones like who started the Clone Wars. Yeah, those guys, whatever they were, like I had them.
I can't remember their names.
And fucking Anakin stunk, a little fag.
I just saw today that did you know that fucking? I mean, not even to like just for himself. And I kind of got around. I guess Topher Grace made an 85-minute cut, just fucked around, just over like the course of a year, re-editing all 3 of those Star Wars movies and made all 3 into one 85-minute movie. And I guess it's like pretty damn good. Like he cut out all the bullshit. And it actually made like a really linear story and just all like only the good parts and shit.
Wow.
I saw it on like some little thing. I was going to watch. They have the whole full clip on. And I was like, I would almost fucking sit and watch that.
Yeah, I would too.
This is so weird. Like Topher Grace.
The only reason I thought about those bottle things is like, I'm just with the boys at work, like, oh, I'm going to this frat party. Do you remember in college?
Let's go.
Fucking assholes would take an empty bottle of like, they'd be like, no, dude, check this out. I remember, I swear to God, I went to go see Tim at fucking Beardonia. And they take empty bottles of Absolute, fill it with water, and then put like a highlighter in there so that it would all get like yellow and it would like glow underneath the black light.
Ew.
You've never heard of that before?
No.
Every dorm room.
Fucking A.
Every dorm room.
I didn't
every
dorm.
I'm saying, but we went to go see your friends.
Yeah, but they didn't live in like, they would get like a house off campus. They didn't fucking have like dorms.
Okay. Well, like I know Kale did that. He would throw highlights.
Kale had fucking, he had party lighting inside of his car. That fucking dick.
Well, so did I. I can't give him too much shit about it.
You fucking fags. I know. That's fucking side of town. I don't know. Well, Kale by me. I don't know what I'm talking about. I was trying to make some kind of like illusion.
Well, hey, man, you got to take a shower. We
got
to go.
I got time. It's 10:30. It'll take me 10 minutes to take a shower, dog. Don't fucking skirt shit.
Okay.
Don't be true feelings.
I only got one more story, so it's up to you.
I know there's something else to talk about. I'm trying to fucking
think of it. Wow, this isn't every episode.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You start writing this shit down, bud.
I usually do, but there just wasn't enough.
I'm almost guaranteed that I told this story on the air. So if I did, I don't want to repeat it. Did I ever tell you about C Note and the porno mags?
I don't know.
Because, all right, my buddy C Note, Corey, from back home, I follow him on Twitter and Instagram, and like, he's a big proponent for Buffalo. Like, he works at, like,
I love it. He'll take a picture of like
the Statler building or whatever.
All the fucking snow and be like, how beautiful is this?
Yeah, he like loves
it's
it.
Freezing.
Like, you know, oh, Buffalo this. You know, he's,
yeah, I know which guys are that.
I follow him and he's okay. And I start laughing because I was really good friends with him. He was like my best friend for a while. Like at least for a good 2-3 years. And we were both like just fat kids who like, you know, would talk about hot chicks. We would like in ninth grade we'd play like Sim City. And like name the buildings after like hot chicks in our grade.
Like my God.
We'd have like Visonaville and like
God, I can't take this.
Like Castrino Street.
I'm gonna sit in the next room and do this.
Like Casino Street and stuff, or like
it's so bad.
Kim Aquilio Tower and shit. I'm only saying it because it's self-effacing and it's fucking embarrassing.
I'll tell you. Whenever those softball games used to come on basic cable, I would fucking watch them for like 10-15 minutes when like Jackie was on the team and shit.
Yeah.
And just fucking be like, I can't believe how hot these chicks are. And how much they can't stand me.
That's pretty. So, at the super flea market, which rest in peace. But I guess per my dad, they're gonna open it at where the Hills was by T-Birds.
You know what? I don't care if they open it in outer space. If it's not in that fucking building and wall, then fuck it. It's not the real flea market.
So there was this spot where they had magazines and they had all these old porno mags and they'd sell them to you like they never checked your ID or anything.
Your mom threw away your best porno mag.
I'm just going to chant real quick. So,
don't. It's fucking terrifying. I already had enough of a scary night.
Anyways, so you go to this guy here with all these old magazines. And I mean, they were like from 85, 86. And they're like, you could buy 3 porno mags for like $10. And they were just, so Logan decides for C-Note's like 15th birthday, he's going to buy him these porno mags. And he says that they're like a goof, but who knows? I mean, at that time, we didn't have the internet, so Corey could have technically jerked off to these porno mags.
Yeah.
And
probably did.
He was in the basement and he had a drop ceiling.
Uh-huh.
And so he, above his bed, he'd open up the fucking thing and put the mags up there so his parents wouldn't
find
it.
This sounded familiar, but I don't remember how it goes, so go ahead.
Okay, all right.
It's like watching an old movie from my childhood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know I told it, but I just, for some reason it hit me, and I laughed. For a good 20 minutes, I had to DM'd him on Twitter. I'm like, do you remember like Mocha and the referee? And he wrote me back. He's like, I'm laughing so hard right now. He didn't at the time. He was fucking pissed because every time I went to his house,
oh yeah, I remember this.
I'd go to his room and I'd take out the magazine, and the magazine was called Mocha. It was all white dudes and black chicks. Okay, that was the concept of the magazine, which you probably enjoy now.
No, it's the other way around. I like little tiny white chicks getting mauled by black guys with fucking 12-inch fucking penises.
So this one that I'm watching is like, all right, I'm not watching. I pulled out and it was Mocha magazine, and like the middle part was this white chick. Yeah, it was it was a white chick getting nailed by two black guys. Okay, whatever. It was like an interracial magazine called Mocha, which is a terrific name for a magazine like that. And she's getting double teamed, but they both have on like referee uniforms. So I'd always call it. I'm like, yo, Corey, check out the referee, dude. He's like, dude, put that away, you know? So they'd all be upstairs, like hanging out. So I'd go downstairs, like nobody saw me, and I'd put it out on his pillow, like right to the referee.
Yeah.
Like every time I was there. Oh, Jesus, that's some of your own mocha.
Yeah.
So he would get pissed. Here's the thing.
I felt that on my balls.
I did it like 5-6 times, and you would think he'd move the magazines somewhere where I wouldn't just go get them. But I kept doing it. So the one time I put it underneath his pillow, not knowing his mom was coming in to change his sheets, and she totally found it. And like, he wasn't like grounded or whatever, but he's like, you're a dick. He didn't talk to me for 6 months.
That's pretty fucking bad. That's embarrassing.
He didn't talk to me. Holy shit. Think about it. His mom.
That's like a Florida. He didn't talk to me for 6 months.
It's not
beautiful.
Like, it's not like she found a Playboy.
Why would I do
not
that?
Like she found a Playboy. she found a fucking porno, two black guys nailing a white chick. She must be like, what is my son into? You know, and they're all Irish fucking people. So yeah, I apologize if I told that story, but I was.
Oh, Corey, you're really offended. She made him go to church and see the fucking father. You really offended your mother? I hope you don't really read things like that. Well, my friend Brandon, don't pick up lies.
Yeah, I wasn't welcome over there for a while. Let's just say that.
I love him. Florentine, like, he thinks back at how terrible. He's like, why would I do that? He's my best friend. He's like, why would I go in? He didn't talk to me for 6 months.
He didn't talk to me for 6 months. Beautiful. He was a scumbag, man. Those stories.
Some of them are really like that's like serious, like antisocial, like not the funny antisocial, like the clinical definition of it. But, like, that's pretty fucked up, dude. Those are true.
One of my most fucked up ones was like, we found a dildo back behind the Corey's house, and I'm like, yo, and like we were washing it, and I'm like, and Markowitz and Kovaleski were over at Markowitz's house.
You found it behind his house?
Yeah, like in the woods.
Who just throws a dildo away? What goes on in the woods? Porn dildos? The fuck?
What goes on the street where there's Magnum wrappers?
Well, you throw them out, you fuck in your car and throw them out the window, but in the woods, what the fuck? You have to physically carry the dildo back there and leave it. What the fuck is that?
It was probably that chick who smoked cigarettes out of her pussy.
Oh, yeah, Ginderone, yeah.
Maybe she was using it. Because that was that area.
I think I tried to find her on Facebook. I can't find
her. That was that area. Yeah. Anyway, so we're cleaning up, and I'm like, dude, you know what we should do? I should put this in Jackie's lockers like a joke. I know her combination. I mean, this is the dumbest idea I've ever had. And like Mark...
Oh, come on.
Well, at the time.
Don't sell yourself short, mister.
Mark went to Kovaleski, like, dude, why would you do that? It's fucked up. Like, what if somebody sees it and like she gets in trouble? I'm like, yeah, fuck you guys, man. You don't have like funny stuff like me and Corey do.
You don't belong
like,
in the
now. We had like a who's funnier fucking prank thing that we were doing. And they're like, that's not funny, man. It's just fucked. Like I
crossed the boundaries of good taste.
I put like a paper towel down and I shit in and put it in Logan's neighbor's mailbox.
Oh my God.
He was like an 80-year-old man.
Oh, and Jesus.
And Corey took a piss in a cup and dumped it on it.
Oh God! Put it to my fucking worst enemy. That's fucking horrendous.
And a paper towel, and I put it. I mean, the guy was 8 years old.
Oh my God! Was he an asshole or?
No, I don't even know him.
That's what you get for being an old fucker. I didn't know. Have a shit.
I didn't know he was 80. Logan was so pissed with that. We used to fuck.
You want some junk mail coming to you, buddy?
We fucked with Logan. Oh, I feel bad because he's like a good friend now. But like we. One night, it was like after 4th of July, I shook up a can of fucking pop the whole way from like their house to Logan's house, and they found like a frying pan on the street, like it was getting tossed, it was like garbage day, garbage day, and so they lit a fucking, whatever, an M80 and put it under the frying pan, and I fucking tossed. I've never done something this awesome. I tossed the can, and it lands right in the middle of like their picture window and just sprays all over their like the front of the house.
Yeah.
And all of that starts going off and we just like take off. It was like our version of like nigger knocking. You know, like I wish we had more. Now that I think about it, like I did a lot of fucked up shit, man.
Can I ever tell you about when we used to have, it was very short lived. It was called Garbage Relocation Day. When God helped the city of Depew, Don Piccolo got a truck. So we would go around and find like not like garbage bags, but something interesting someone was throwing out. Like we found these like two big like milk crates full of books, and then we would sit in the back. We would throw them in the back of the truck and like lay in the back of the pickup and just like throw the books out everywhere. But the best one we ever did was this is another. I could put this in. It's probably the top 10 I've ever
hardest I've ever laughed in my life. We took this bowling ball, and we threw it out. It's like 16 pounds. We threw it out of Donnie's truck. It was on transit, headed like right towards Broadway.
Yeah,
I remember. I think we threw it. It was over by your neck of the woods. We threw it right, like in front of like Pink Fountain, and like we threw it out of the truck. The truck's going 40 miles an hour, a 16 fucking pound ball, and we threw it. And then like we couldn't find it. We lost track of it. We're like, where the fuck did it go? So we get to the red light at Transit Broadway, and the fucking ball comes flying down the street, and it hits this guy's white picket fence, and the fence it explodes. Like Juggernaut fucking ran through it. It was just like boom, and the fucking ball goes flying. It fell behind us and then caught up and blasted through this fucking fence, and it went flying down the street. Like I couldn't even handle like the laughter. Like it was so, we destroyed this guy's goddamn fence. It was so shitty, but like I couldn't fucking breathe. I was laughing. So I'll never forget that. It was so fucking funny. We were like dying. I don't think Donnie could even fucking drive.
How's this
garbage relocation day?
162 episodes. And we never got into like all like the rotten shit.
Yeah, mischievous pranks.
Oh my god! I mean, dude, I'm gonna save some for next time because I got a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. What's your song of the week, Dougie?
Song of the week is this old song I heard the other day. I never get tired of this song. It was big in the M2 days when M2 was around. It was the Apex Theory.
Oh, you hadn't heard it since it was big?
No, I used to listen to it all the time.
Okay. Obviously, you didn't get that reference.
I know I did. I just went a little bit on it. You know, I haven't heard a song in like, what did he say? Fuck.
I haven't heard it since it was big.
Yeah. No, he said something else. Like, I must have heard it a million trillion fucking times or something like that. But, yeah, Apex Theory, and it's, they were a one album wonder, but this is one of those bands where, like, the drummer made the band. Like, he was such a fucking good drummer, like, so weird that, like, if they didn't have, the song wouldn't be near, it's not even like, that heavy, I guess, if it just wouldn't have nearly, like, the fucking edge to it about the drummer. That's all I have to say about that.
Kick butt, dude.
Yeah, man. Oh, I had one more story. Oh, yeah. Another time, one of the other hardest I ever laughed was I was at this fucking, we played this show in Rochester. It was in a, like a rehab clinic or something. And they're fucking nuts. It's all like gutter punks. It's crazy fuckers. And Rochester is a fucking weird town. It's like next to Buffalo. But we were playing with these like crust metal bands who were all, like, crazy. They were all, like, drug addicts and shit like that. But, like, we were kind of friends with them. And, it was in a homeless shelter. That's where it was. It was a homeless shelter. And there was all these, like, I don't know why, but there was, well, because it was a homeless shelter. There was like, this, I guess the guy was homeless, but the guy was probably, like, 50 years old. He looked like Cheech Marin. And you could tell he was, like, kind of, he was, like, this old kind of hippie or something like that. And then there was a bunch of just, like, metal dudes, but, like shaved head metal dudes. Like, they weren't fucking around and shit. Like, they just got out of the gym. And this band was playing. And the whole, I don't know, we were on a show with, like, five bands or something. So the whole time, this asshole hippie guy was, like, kind of dancing, like, in the pit. Like, where it was, like, a rough pit, man. Like, people were, like, swinging fists and shit like that. And this guy was kind of, like, ooh, like, dancing around like he was at a Grateful Dead concert. And then, like, at one point, he was, like, moshing next to this, like, big, like, stocky, this big, like, fucking stocky dude. And the guy was just, like, looking at the fucking ground, just moshing by himself. And he fucking just with, like, one arm, he shoved that fucking hippie guy. And the guy's fucking head snapped back so hard, it must have hit his, like, back and bounced off. And the guy went fucking flying. Like, he lost all balance. He must have been going, like, 2 G's across the room. And just, like, went fucking smashed into the corner in a bunch of, like, shelves and shit. It was the funniest. I'm telling you, I was laughing so hard. I remember trying to tell my buddy. I still remember trying to explain the story, and I couldn't even get one sentence out. I just kept saying, the guy was dancing, and I was starting laughing so hard. I was like doubling over. Like I fell on the fucking ground. I was laughing. So I couldn't even tell the fucking story. I was laughing so goddamn hard. It was so uncalled for and rotten, and he probably really hurt the guy, but it was like the funniest fucking visual I ever saw. The guy, he just shoved him, and then the guy was like gone in a second. He just disappeared off into the corner of the room. And he, I think the band stopped, and he just heard like, over the back. And I remember the guy getting up just going, everyone was just quiet, like, oh, why did that guy do that? And the dude that fell was just like, oh, I want to know who did it, man. This guy just want to know who did it. And it was like so obvious who did it, and the guy just looked like a complete psycho, and he was all like a football player. I'm telling you, like, it was one of those things, like, you wanted to stop. It hurt. Like, you were laughing so hard, you were, like, afraid you were going to, like, damage something. Like, you couldn't breathe and shit. Like, it was actually, like, getting uncomfortable. I laughed for, like, five fucking 5 minutes. I couldn't even tell him the story. I still remember that. But that was another one of the hardest I ever left. I think Rusty was there for that one. Yeah, Sipowicz at the homeless shelter.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know what jogged that story, but I don't know. Listen to this fucking stupid song. Maybe I'll put my stand-up set on here. Maybe I won't. Maybe. Oof. Maybe not. Maybe fuck yourself.
Alongside crowds of crude oils, crossed and crooked, with zephyr crash, I spike ya! Yeah!